Welcome to your bonus episode of the week, where I bring you quick and actionable tips that you can apply today. This is the Akeshi Akinche podcast, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs with expert tips and insights to help you launch, grow, and scale a successful business so that you can make money doing what you love and make an impact doing it. I'm your host, Akeshi Akinche, entrepreneur, wedding and event planner, designer, author, speaker, and business coach. You know that running a creative business is a 24/7 job. Even at the end of a full day, there's still so much to do. Not having effective strategies in place can leave you with extreme overwhelm. This bonus episode gives you some simple tips that you can apply to your business to ease that sense of overwhelm. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hello there and happy Friday. So I am here today with just a few tips, a quick reminder on this bonus episode, and I'm going to be sharing my 5 rules for effective collaboration. If you have been keeping up with the new episodes on the podcast, the last 2 with Dami and Syed were about collaboration, tips for effective collaboration, how to work well together, how to work effectively, and how to collaborate properly. But I just wanted to share my 5 tips for effective collaboration because I know that collaboration is key and we want to make sure that we are collaborating the right way. So number 1 is, and this is a rule I have for pretty much everything I do, is that the first outreach to someone that you're looking to collaborate with should never be the ask, which means that your initial conversation should be you introducing yourself, giving them a compliment, supporting them, liking them, introducing yourself, anything but asking for something, right? So engage, build a relationship before you ask. And I think that is a vital rule for me when it comes to collaborations. Like when I open my email and there's a collaboration request, that should not have been the first email I've ever received from you, right? And vice versa to someone else. So rule number 1, your first outreach should never be an ask. Number 2 is to show support for the people you want to support you, which means that give basically some energy you want to receive. If you're looking for someone to support you, to collaborate with you, ask yourself, like, how have I supported this person up until this point, right? So kind of going back to number 1 is the first thing should not be, hey, do this for me or work with me on this or let's do this together. It should be mutual support and respect for each other. And that starts by simple acts of liking, following the person first on wherever they exist, whether it's social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Get familiar with the brand, be supportive, leave comments, like their posts, leave nice comments on their post, engage with them, be a supporter first. And it cannot just be a one-sided thing. So you wanna give exactly what you wanna receive. Rule number three is to, you must have trust in every collaboration and mutual respect. If you want to work with someone, first, you guys have to be on the same page in terms of the direction you want to go. But also, there has to be some level of trust and mutual respect for each other. I always say this in everything I do, that there isn't, no one's job is more important than the other person. Every creative brings something important and massive to the table and should be treated as such. It doesn't matter if it was your idea or you are spending more hours on that production. mutual respect, mutual admiration for each other should be there, and trust. You want to trust that that person is going to bring their A game. You want to trust that that person has got your back. You want to trust them with that project. And the reality of everything is that if there is no trust, you probably want to skip that project, because you're always going to be concerned or worried or misunderstanding maybe their intention or what they're looking for. So build, again, kind of going back to number one, build rapport, support them, and the trust would follow, the mutual respect would follow, and the collaboration would be a lot easier. My number four, which is one of the biggies, is communication. Open and honest communication is a must in every collaboration. You have to be able, one, to very clearly state and communicate what you want from that collaboration. Don't sugarcoat anything. Be very direct and be very clear in what your intentions are and what you're looking to get out of that collaboration. And also communicate throughout the process, so there is no room for misunderstanding or miscommunication. So be clear on the scope of what you're looking to do in that collaboration. Be clear on the outcome, what you want that collaboration to do, and be clear on your deliverables. If you're expecting images by a certain time or by a certain number of images or whatever the case may be very clear on that and communicate. If there's any misunderstanding, clear that up right away. Do not let it linger. Great relationships are best when there is open and honest communication. Even the uncomfortable conversations have to be had, but communication is key. Get everyone on the same page, and do not be afraid to over-communicate. So if you are the producer of that collaboration, share floor plans, timelines, every detail. Do not hold back, because it's only going to help that relationship and build trust, and the outcome is going to be so much better. My number five rule is to be a team player. Treat everyone as equals. Listen respectfully to everyone's input, because every single person matters, and what they bring to the table is unique. So be a team player and make room for other people, support them. If you don't look at that collaboration as my role, their role, and as long as I do my part, everybody, the rest is left to everyone. Do not approach collaboration like that. Look at it as a team effort. And if you are done with your task, jump in and help someone else. If you see someone struggling or is uncomfortable with something, offer a lending hand, be a team player, and you would see better results, better relationships, more collaborations. And just being supportive, giving, trusting, and offering, having mutual respect, communicating effectively, and being a team player will get you places and will get you great results from that collaboration and more results. So these are just my five rules for effective collaboration. And I hope that this is helpful as you plan your content as a creative for the year. As you collaborate, keep these rules in mind and you will see better results in the end. Thank you for listening.
That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.